Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? It's John here for another episode. And today, I want to talk to you guys about how rich people and the physically attractive people, physically fit people, I would say, more than attractive. But I guess attractiveness does tie in with being fit. I don't know, I'm going off on a tangent there. But anyways, attractive people physically, as in they work out hard, and people who have a lot of money are treated better by society than other people, right? This is just a fact. And people might, you know, wonder, well, see, that just even pushes further that, like, I can't be successful, I can't do it, whatever, da-da-da. Well, you have to understand that you are the same person who is also treating those people better. And you have to understand what, instead of boo-hooing, actually understand why this is happening and appreciate the knowledge of why this is happening. Why does this happen in society? Why is this a thing that people who are richer and people who are fitter, right? People who are more intelligent, right? After you speak with them, you realize that they have a high IQ, right? These people are treated better than other people, okay? You know why? Because you want to treat someone who's better than you at whatever better, right? You want to give them the utmost respect, right, of their time, right? You're on your toes around them, right? You go to the restaurant, you know, and your waitress interprets you as someone who has a low IQ, someone who's not intelligent, someone who's not physically fit, you know, doesn't, you know, not attractive, not in the sense of like their facial features, but more of like, you know, are their teeth brushed, you know, like hygiene, like just better put together people are treated better in society, right? So, you know, there's a reason for that. And the reason is that everyone wants to look good for someone that is higher up in the hierarchy, right? You have to understand that as a whole, society is just, we're all in a hierarchy, right? From the last guy at the bottom in 8 billion whatever it is now, population, and the guy who's number one, right? And not just number one monetarily, right? But a mix of everything, just perfection, just the most stoic person, the most charismatic person, the most, you know, wealthy, the most physically fit, just everything all around, just they are the number one person in the whole hierarchy of society, right? Everyone else will want to be that person, right? So everyone's in a hierarchy, okay? So you're somewhere on that trajectory, and there's ways to move up and down based on what others value in society. And frankly, you are society. So what others value in society is actually what you also deep down value in yourself, even though you may not admit it, right, as an excuse to not go be successful at that said thing, right? So, you know, you might not say you want to be rich, but I mean, the whole world, everyone wants to be rich. Why would you not want to be rich? That doesn't even make sense. That actually doesn't make sense. Why would you not want money? Money is literally one step away from survival. You need to buy your food. You need to buy your shelter. You need to buy your water. These are the three things every person needs, right? You need to buy your way into social interactions, right? I guess that could be the fourth thing that someone needs for ultimate survival is food, water, shelter, and social society, right? So, so all these things cost money. Why would you not want to be rich? Why would you not want that, right? So that's one of the things, right? And then there's physical fitness, right? For example, I was just at the gym, right? And there's this gentleman who's sitting down in the locker room, and he was right next to where my keys were because I put my keys away in one of the lockers, right? And he was right next to it, right? And he didn't see me coming up, but I was just, you know, I came like around the corner and it's right there. And I just say to him, and he's like right in front of like my locker. I mean, not my locker. There's not even a lock on it. I just throw my keys in an empty cubby. But, and I say to him, sorry, man, I got to get in here or whatever. I said, sorry, man, I don't know. Something like that. And right away, he just looked at me, and I'm wearing like a tank top, you know, and I'm all like, just like right after a good pump and everything, right? He sees me, and instantly he's just like, oh, yeah, no problem, man. No, you're good. Like, and I mean, obviously, he's probably a nice guy, right? But like, I just thought, like, I don't know, it's interesting. Maybe I'm just being egocentric here, maybe a little bit, but like, there is some truth to what I'm saying, okay? So like, when the waitress sees the more wealthy person, you know, they're gonna give them the better experience, right? She's gonna give them a higher level quality customer service. And it's not fully in part that she wants a better tip, right? Because she could theoretically give great service to someone who she wouldn't interpret as having money, and they're more likely to actually give a bigger tip, right? So I don't think it's much a monetary thing as people would think. It's more they want to show that person that they're closer to them in the hierarchy, right? They know they're above them in the hierarchy, and they want to show that person that they're closer than they actually are, right? Than what their average is, you know? Their average throughout the day might be at a certain level in the hierarchy, but for this time period in front of you, they want to leave the impression in that person who's higher up in the hierarchy that they're actually closer to them. And it's that, but then it's also they respect that person better because they see that this person really values their time. That's what they see. When someone sees someone who's higher up on the hierarchy, they see someone who's valuing their time more than they are. That's really what it comes down to, you know? You know, so I mean, obviously there are other environmental outside issues that can affect where you are in the hierarchy, but what it comes down to after years and years and years and years of going along whatever you're doing, regardless of your environment, you average to wherever the type of person you are. You know, it might take years. You know, if you're way down in the hierarchy because of your environment, it might take you years for your jump to be recognized. You know what I mean? Like, getting fit doesn't happen overnight, right? Working out doesn't happen overnight. Dieting properly doesn't happen overnight. You know, learning how to read and be consistent at something doesn't happen overnight. You try and you fail, and you try and you fail, you try and you fail, right? And so, you know, it takes a lot of work, and it's going to take time for that to reflect in where you are in the hierarchy. But you can pull yourself out regardless of your environment. What it comes down to at the end of the day, like I said, is where you're spending your time, you know? The measurement of where we are in the hierarchy is a measurement of who values their time the most. That should be a quote. And that's all I have to say for you today is understand why people respect people that are fitter, more fit, people that are richer than them. Why do people respect them? Because they value their time and they see that and they want to respect that, right? They feel like they have a duty to live up to for this individual who's higher up than them in the hierarchy, right? And some of you are going to hold your ego and listen to this with the wrong mindset, thinking that I'm thinking of like hierarchies, like people are below one another. Like, that's not what I'm thinking about. I'm just thinking about it from like a friendly, competitive environment, right? As a individual whose sole purpose is survival, you have to, at some point, be measuring things in categories, right? You have to be measuring things on one atop of another, or else what is the point of your brain if you're not computing things and measuring their importance, right? So that's what I want to leave with you guys today. That's my rant for the day. I hope you guys enjoy this. And if you guys want more, if you want to join the mentorship program, shoot me an email. I'll let in some students for free. Just shoot me an email. Tell me about your life, who you are, what you're doing, what you want to do. Just talk to me. Shoot me an email. johnmentorsme@gmail.com. Thank you guys for listening. Stay healthy, stay wealthy, stay loving. Peace.